My name is Felicia Johnson. I am here as a patient advocate at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium, and I'm representing Living Beyond Breast Cancer. And today was an exciting point for me because I was asked to participate in a program called GRASP. And the reason that that program is significant as a patient advocate is when you don't have a scientific background and you're trying to understand what these research posters are saying, you're quite a bit lost. And so the context of being a participant was to have a scientist, to have a mentor, and to have the individual that created the poster break down each segment of the poster, all the clinical information, how individuals were selected for that particular science, say if they were studying HER2 breast cancer development and progression in women under the age of 45, and they were trying to come to a specific conclusion. And let's say the conclusion was, we want to understand if they were diagnosed metastatic HER2, why are younger women under the age of 45 progressing and dying much more quickly than women over the age of 45? And let's see if we can find out the mechanism that's causing that so that we can create an intervention for women in that cohort.
Okay, so tell me, it sounds like you looked at that poster today. What other kinds of research did you see, and what did you feel like you learned personally?
So I saw some other research on, actually it was from a hospital in Brazil, and it had to do with, once again, young women being diagnosed with breast cancer, but this specifically was infertility. And why is that important as a patient advocate? I'm speaking to young women that are diagnosed with breast cancer. They're premenopausal. They haven't had their family. And so that particular poster was relevant because it taught me that here's another aspect of disease that affects you, the future of you becoming a parent, and what type of interventions can we discuss with our oncologists. And unfortunately, there are times that the oncologist's job is to fight the cancer, and he forgets to ask that question. This particular drug may create infertility. What would you like us to do before your treatment starts? So that was very important for me to learn that information, to take it back to my community, to take it back to young women that are diagnosed with breast cancer.
So do you think the GRASP program will make you a better advocate?
I definitely think the GRASP program will make me a better advocate for the following reasons. As I looked at the posters previous to my training this morning, it just reminded me of a jigsaw puzzle that was jumbled. And in the GRASP program has put the puzzle together for me, and now I can see the clear picture and the outcome of what the poster is trying to present. So it was a wonderful program.
Sharon Rivera Sanchez. I'm from Richmond, Virginia. I'm with an organization that I am actually the founder and CEO of, Saving Pennies for a Cure. I'm a breast cancer survivor, and this is my way of giving back. And I actually was diagnosed in 2015 with triple negative. I heard about the GRASP program through email. I'm connected with several organizations. One of the ones that I would also like to highlight is Breast Care Watch. Washington, D.C., which have the highest mortality rate in Ward 7, in Ward 8. So with the GRASS program this morning, our first poster was the data on disparities on ages and races and economic, and I thought it was amazing. I felt like I was in science school. I never liked science, but this was amazing. One of the things that I learned that I didn't have a clue, I know that we always told 40% of African Americans have a higher mortality rate, and actually what the poster taught us from that data, that if we as African Americans get in treatment early, it's a slight difference, but it's definitely not 40%. So I would love to go back and take that to my community. You know, while you walking and speaking to people, you don't want to be that 40%. Another poster that I thought was fabulous was this one is about metastatic, is that if normally with metastatic, I'm not metastatic, surgery or no surgery. So it's not a clear thing on that. One of the mentors that was with me, she did have surgery and is doing great, 10 years, you know, living with it. So it was so much to learn. I'm actually going to walk around and see what else I can learn. But the poster on disparities was just, it's like science. If you never liked science, come here. I think you will love science. If I wasn't old, I would go back to school and learn this stuff.
Let me ask you this. You were diagnosed. Did you try to read research reports or look at posters before this program? I mean, did you have a difficult time understanding that, or what did you hope to get out of the GRASS program?
I honestly didn't know. I just really didn't know. So I just went in. When I don't know something, I'll go in with an open mind. I know the conference in a whole. I came to be catch up on the latest data, which that's exactly what that taught me. Here is the latest. It's not this 40% that you see everywhere. You know that people are scared. I'm scared to go to doctor because I may be in that 40%. That is not that. I honestly did not know that much how to read the graphic in the poster. Now you can put that poster in front of me and I can go down it. It was like a 30-minute science lesson that I didn't have to pay all this money for. So I'm pretty excited. Actually, for me, this was one of the best parts. I mean, the food is great, the people are great, but just to say, hey, you guys, I look like you, and that's not true. I was in the latest, that's not true. Come on, get in here. So that's my thought on it.